Salvini ally threatened with rape after opposing mosque. By Chris Tomlinson on October 6, 2020. A female colleague from populist Senator Matteo Salvini's League has received death and rape threats, many allegedly from migrants, after opposing the construction of a temporary mosque. Silvia Sardone, who serves in the European Parliament for the League, received a torrent of threats after coming out against a proposal to build a temporary mosque in the Via Novara area of the city of Milan. Social media posts and messaging apps allegedly show the League MEP threatened with being set on fire, according to screenshots seen by Italian newspaper Il Giornale. Another person is said to have told a politician, "We foreigners will come into your house and rape you." According to Ms. Sardone, many of the threats came from foreigners. She said they highlight, once again, that there is a latent hatred towards those who dare to demand rules, controls, security on the issue of mosques. "It will not be these threats of rape or death that will stop me from denouncing the Democratic Party's submission to certain Islamic communities and the risks to the city," she said. "I have already instructed my lawyer to denounce this scum. I will continue to stand by citizens who are calling for the closure of illegal mosques, having listened for years to the promises of Mayor Sala and then be disappointed," she added. The Democratic Party, PD, in Milan has been alleged to have close ties with the local Muslim community for years. In 2018, the Mosque of Segrate on the outskirts of the city urged local Muslims to vote for the PD. As Breitbart London reported at the time, the mosque told believers to vote for the PD due to the party's support for the policy of birthright citizenship or jus soli. It was not the only mosque to tell Muslims to vote for left-wing parties that year. Sardone is not the only member of the League to receive death threats. Matteo Salvini himself has been on the receiving end of many threats, including calls for his assassination by far-left extremists. Follow Chris Tomlinson on Twitter @TomlinsonCJ or email @Tomlinson@Breitbart.com.